This is a short reflection on the nature of Mary knowing whether God, Jesus, is God. Did she know? Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 41 onwards, relay the story of her and Joseph traveling to Jerusalem for a festival with Jesus, and upon returning from the festival, they get halfway back home and discover he's not with them. They are extremely worried. They go back to look for him and find him in the temple. When they find him in the temple, he says to them, why did you look for me? Did you not know that I had to be concerning myself with my father's affairs? And they didn't understand what he meant. After that, Jesus went with them, and they questioned him no longer, and he stayed with them and was obedient to them. Now, big question here is, like, did Mary know who Jesus was? And if so, why did they respond like this with such confusion and fear and worrying? When we look at what some of the Catholic writers have commented on, such as the Navarra Bible, we discover that in the Navarra Bible they say that the Catholic Church actually taught from her annunciation that she knew that Jesus is God. In other words, that Mary didn't have to grow in an understanding that he was God, but that he is God. Now, it's very hard for the modern ear to hear, particularly with the Protestant influences and our modern ways of doing scripture study do not really like that very much. So then, why were they so worried? And why did they question him like that? I think in the text itself there is a clue. Previously, before the journey to Jerusalem, they were also in the temple with Simeon. They present the child to Simeon, and Simeon gives a prophecy. He tells Mary that this child will be the cause of the rise and fall of many in Israel, and that a sword will pierce your own heart. Now, here we have a glimpse, I think, to the resurrection. I think Venerable Fulton Sheen once said that Mary could no longer look at her child without seeing the nail holes in his hands. So you have this, like, deep, scary prophecy of the death of their son. They don't know when it's coming. They don't know that he's going to die when he's 33, perhaps. They don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, if it's going to be next year. So they go on this journey to Jerusalem for a festival, and they have to travel, men and women. So there's two caravans, and the men are traveling in one caravan and the women are traveling another. They get there, they participate, and then they come back traveling in two separate caravans, men and women. And then for days in between the two caravans, you know, they're just assuming that the child is with the other person until they come together and realize, you don't have Jesus, I don't have Jesus. I can only but imagine what went through their minds after receiving such a stark, dark prophecy of this child whom they love. They're now faced with the reality that that time might be upon them. So they return to Jerusalem and they find Jesus in the temple teaching, and it's a beautiful scene, I imagine, but also one that was very emotional for Mary. And she turns and says to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been terribly worried looking for you." Now, if Mary knew that that was God, he's also her son. She wants to know, God, how is this a part of your plan that I should essentially be worried so much or feel the pain of your loss? And Jesus says, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that I had been concerning myself with my father's affairs?" I mean, that's going to ultimately be the case with Christ, that even when he's on the cross dying, he's concerning himself with his father's affairs. that this is all a part of the plan, whether it's death now or death later, that he is to die and to rise again. Now, yes, I think there might have been a teaching point for Mary there, but it's something she didn't initially understand. She and Joseph didn't understand what he meant, as the scriptures say. And neither do we, reading upon it. I think we are supposed to meditate upon this and discover what is going on here. How does this apply to our lives? And immediately after that, you see that they didn't question him any further. That they listened to him and they took him back, and then he became obedient to them. And his mother stored these things in her heart. Now, the church has given us, as a joyful mystery, the finding of Jesus in the temple. Yes, I think that the initial just finding a lost son is a joy to be meditated upon. But another thing that we can certainly meditate on that. We can certainly meditate on the fact that at times when we sin, we lose Jesus and we can find him again through the sacraments. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I also think that we can meditate upon this idea that Jesus is constantly about a work of the Father. And sometimes that work is colored with suffering. That suffering doesn't have the last word, that Jesus does, and that we're each called to try and look at our own personal sufferings through the lens of Christ, through the lens of the greater work, not knowing where it may end up, but trusting that the Lord is about his Father's affairs. Thanks for listening.